going to give him a call here. I've sent him a message, told him that we're going to call him.
You guys chat quite often, right?
Logan Paul and I, yeah, we exchange the occasional WhatsApps on a monthly basis. What's going on?
Checking in with each other.
Just checking in. He's a good
guy. Give me his number.
He's a really good guy, and he obviously went through some really bad stuff after what he did was absolutely unacceptable in Japan earlier this year. He's accepted it. As a bad thing that he did. I think he's learnt from this. We're going to give him a call. This is one of the first real sort of radio interviews that he's done since that time. Mm-hmm. We're going to touch on that in this. But I also want to talk about there's a huge boxing match happening on between himself, Logan Paul, and KSI.
I think it's in August, right?
Yeah. Two YouTubers going up against each other. They're going up in Manchester.
Yeah.
Now, if you think this is like, what are these YouTubers fighting? They're expecting a crowd of 20,000 people.
That's crazy. Like, for two non-boxers in a boxing match.
They're saying it's the biggest boxing match of the year.
Yeah.
They're not even professionals. Yeah. They're amateurs. Crazy, yeah? Logan Paul, I messaged him late last night, told him we're going to call him around this time. Let me give him a call right now. But this is Logan Paul here on the Chris Fade Show. Let's do this. Let me dial it.
Yo,
Mr. Logan Paul.
What we got, bro?
Good morning from the UAE. Where are you? I've called you and it's come up with Cleveland. Is that true?
No, bro. I'm from Cleveland. I'm in LA right now.
Yeah, but it's funny because the number is from Cleveland. So the telephone tells me it's from Cleveland, which is crazy. Hey, how you feeling? We're going to talk about this big fight. How you feeling?
Amazing, bro. I'm honestly the best I've ever felt in my life.
You're looking very lean and very fit. This is you were fairly fit and lean anyway.
Yeah.
But I think you've taken it up another level with all the training.
Well, yeah, you know, it's funny, Chris, the last time I saw you, I was actually 20 pounds heavier. So, wow. Yeah, you're right. I lost like 20 pounds, and I was already, like, quote-unquote, in good shape.
Yeah.
So now, bro, I'm a machine, baby.
He's ready to go.
Yes.
The Maverick is going to fly.
You Woo. Sound so confident
Let's go.
Going into it.
Yeah, no, I'm extremely confident. I think you have to be, but, yeah, this fight is huge. Everything to me. So I'm putting in absolutely 110% effort.
What's on the line for you, Logan?
Everything. I mean, besides just my name and reputation, I mean, I think the fans are looking to me for someone who is able to handle adversity and come back and keep your head up and still be a champion, even if, you know, you've been given a rough hand or even because I'm sure you guys know, the beginning of the year was a whirlwind in my life for XYZ reasons. So this fight has become a way for me to essentially show a new Logan Paul.
I like that, man. Yeah, I mean, I think the way that you handled the situation, it was interesting because you had just left Dubai and then obviously things took a turn somewhat for the worse for you. I know that the world and the media were against you and you became the name on everybody's lips. Mm. And for you, I think you probably wanted that at some stage in your career as what you were doing, but it may have happened for the wrong reason. Looking back on it, did you learn a lot from the experience of what went down?
Absolutely, man. I think I personally needed to be smacked in the face with reality a little bit.
Yep.
Because I was becoming someone who I'm not. And the whole situation with Japan, everything that happened, because you're right, dude, I was with you guys essentially right before that happened.
Yep.
And then things just went downhill. So for me as a human being, this kind of growth, these past 6 months of really taking a step back from the vlogs and really looking in the mirror at who I was becoming and focusing on boxing and training and eating right, I'm vegan now, right? So kind of shifting my perspective a little bit. It's a great growth for me, and it's going to shape who I become in the future.
All right, Logan Paul on the phone. Hang out with us. This is Virgin Radio. More to come with the man. Woo! Next on Virgin.